Today is the 2nd of October 2025. Bhog was just offered in Om Shanti Bhavan. And we will now listen to Baba's message via Shashi Didi. Om Shanti. Today, on the day of the Sadguru, especially carrying everyone's loving remembrances with myself as I reach the subtle region, what did I see there? All the brothers and sisters were already emerged in front of Baba. Baba was taking them beyond with his drishti. Baba then said, "What are the children thinking about on this day?" Everyone started to smile and they replied, "We are very, very happy that we have the father's companionship." Baba then showed different scenes in one area. Some places there were celebrations, firecrackers were burning, people were very happy. So some children got lost looking at these scenes, and some observed as the scenes in a very detached, loving manner. And there were some who were experiencing their real original form. Baba then said, "In the world, people are engaged in temporary attainment, temporary celebration for the festival of Dashera. And then after that, after a while of experiencing enjoyment, they once again go into sorrow, peacelessness. Baba wishes to see his Brahmin children stabilized in their original stable form, and only then will there be success in Brahmin life and revelation within the world. On this day, what memorial are they celebrating? On one hand, they are celebrating the memorial, the Dashera. On the other hand, it is the memorial of sacrifice, tapasya, the power of tolerance, and it is the memorial of victory over Ravan. So this victory belongs to you children. You are engaged in sacrifice and tapasya. There are a lot of things that you have tolerated on the spiritual path, and you've also attained success." So as Baba was saying all this, what did Baba see? So children on one side were lost in enjoyment and celebration. So Baba said, today he is going to gift the children a very lovely gift. So in Baba's hand, on Baba's hand was a box, and there were two crystal balls visible inside this box. On the top of the box was written, Swasthiti, the form of your stage of the self. Baba gave each child this gift, this box. Those who were able to stabilize themselves in their original form, the box, the lid of the box opened for them. And on the first crystal ball was written, may you be victorious. And on the second crystal ball was written, success is your birthright. And in the middle, in the center of the ball was written, world transformers and world sovereigns. So as Baba presented the children with this, for some the box opened, for some the box was not opening. Baba then reminded the children again, Baba has made the children so great, so elevated, so stabilize yourselves in your original form. And as the children practice this, their individual boxes opened up. So on the ball which was written, world emperors, world sovereigns. So the child's form transformed into being world emperor, world empress. And on the ball was also written, world benefactors. The child then transformed into an angel. So Baba has already given the children this duty of transforming the world. Baba has placed the crown of responsibility on the children's heads. And so victory is definite. So through this form, you have to glorify Baba in the world, you have to hoist the flag of revelation, and you have to bring completion to Baba's task. So victory is just a step away. However, the children haven't reached that stage yet. So the time is going to come where God is going to be revealed, the Father will be revealed, there will be victory for the children. So what do you need to do for that? Just in the Iron Age world, they talk about Ravan. Although he was very well educated, very religious, but because of his ego, his arrogance, that led to his defeat. So you Brahmin children, you spiritual children also have to be cautious about ego and arrogance, because that will bring on many obstacles. These clouds will come in front of you because of the ego and arrogance. So when you stabilize yourself in your original form, you will be able to fly above these clouds and obstacles. So Baba then made the children emerge, their angelic form. They were all seated in their royal, on their royal thrones. There were many Pushpak Vimans, flying vehicles that appeared. Everyone seated themselves in those vehicles and took a tour of the entire world. Baba then said, your new world is not far away. So remain in your original form. Continue to fly around the world with the vehicle, the flying vehicle of your intellect. Baba is very pleased to see all the children. Baba sees the children as his victorious jewels, those who are going to rule the entire world in the future. So golden light appeared up above and everyone was getting decorated in that golden light. Baba wants to see the children in their original form. So remember the blessings that you receive from the Father, continue to inculcate them, imbibe them and help others do the same. Baba then offered the bhog to everyone. And then once again at the end, Baba again emerged the scene where everyone was holding their gift in their hands. So everyone was opening their gift and very pleased to receive this from Baba. And they were also experiencing those stages. Baba then gave remembrances to everyone. I then returned. Om Shanti.